Welcome to Sweet Tea with Malika. This is our first episode, and I am so very excited to have you guys watching or listening to this podcast. This is a passion project, and I want to thank each and every one of you who have encouraged me to go for it. So that's what I am doing, and I can't thank you enough. So I have my Let's Huddle, because we're huddling together. We're going to have this conversation. This is my tea. And the tea that I am drinking is Puka Turmeric Glow Tea. It has an organic blend of the finest turmeric, lemon fruit, and whole leaf green tea. So that's what I'm drinking. But remember, you can drink whatever you would like to drink. So for those of you who are wondering what Sweet Tea with Malika is, it's about providing you with good information, or sweet tea as I like to call it, on a variety of topics so we can learn and grow as people. Just like today's episode is about leveling up your communication skills, because we all have had those moments in our lives where we had bad arguments or bad conversations. We just didn't know how to express ourselves in a mature way. So let's talk about the ways in which bad communication creates stress, because a lot of people don't understand that having bad communication is really stressful on your mental and your physical body. So, not listening. You know what I'm talking about. When you're playing on your phone, playing your game, watching TV, trying to multitask on something, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm talking about when you're not really listening to somebody and you're just saying, uh-huh, yeah. Or you could have a more damaging type of poor listening where an important discussion is taking place and one person is merely waiting for their turn to talk rather than really hearing what the other person is saying. And this usually happens in close-knit relationships that are romantic or family or friend-oriented. And it creates stress by leaving one person or the other party feeling that their time was wasted or that they are being devalued, and they could feel hopeless in the relationship when it comes to feeling heard or understood. Next is passive-aggressive communication. Passive-aggressive communication can show itself constantly with disagreements over small issues. Particularly passive-aggressiveness happens in front of people. Raise your hand if you've said a passive-aggressive comment in front of family or friends, directed towards your sister, your spouse, whoever, your brother, your cousin, whatever. It's just not tasteful, and it's petty. And I know we live in a time frame where people want to be petty, but there's a time and a place for everything, you guys. And how this creates stress is because passive aggressiveness is hard to address. It can be easily denied, creating a gaslighting situation. It can also create low-grade stress to feel you're communicating with someone who doesn't understand or won't remember what is said simply because they don't care or they don't want to care. And next is aggressive communication. Aggressive communication involves overtly hostile communication, including criticism or even name calling. It devalues the other person, overtly leaving people feeling defensive and leaving no veil over the overt conflict, meaning you can clearly see there's a conflict going on. It's not like passive aggressiveness where people might think, is something happening? No, when you're aggressive communicating, everybody's going to know there's something going on. And it creates stress because it never feels good to be attacked. You guys know that it never feels good to be attacked. Even when we feel the other party or person involved deserves it. Those using aggressive communication tactics are more interested in a power and winning dynamic rather than coming to an understanding. This brings conflict to a whole new level and makes a mutual understanding elusive. Meaning there is going to be no understanding at all. People are going to feel frustrated, defeated, and angry. And I do have notes, you guys. And so now that we know all of the ways you can negatively communicate, let's go back over ways that you can elevate your communication. If you do any of these, we all have done this. So don't feel ashamed. Just learn new and more effective ways of communicating. So if we're going back to listening, when you're not really listening, the way to elevate your communication skills is to be present and in the moment. When you communicate, you need to use active listening strategies, like repeating back what you understand if what the other person, like communicating what you understand of what the other person has said. Try to validate feelings and try to be sure you are truly listening as much as you like to be heard. Come on now. That was a gem right there. Come on now, you guys. Y'all know that was a gem right there. It's more than worth you putting in the effort to do that. So let's move on to passive aggressive communication. And a way you can level up doing that is by active listening again. And also it's helpful to direct communication where you can directly discuss if you have a disagreement or an issue with someone. Using I messages can help others understand how you feel as well. This may seem like a conflict at the moment, but it actually circumvents long-term conflict by resolving issues as they arise. And now we're moving on to aggressive communication. And if you find yourself being aggressive, it's time to stop and try to understand who you're talking to, seeing their side as well. If you find yourself on the receiving end of the aggressiveness and you can't get the person to understand your perspective, it may be time to distance yourself and use assertive communication techniques when necessary. Setting boundaries is a must. Now, assertive communication doesn't mean cursing a person out or any calling names or anything like that. Assertive communication means, for instance, say you and Bobby got into a disagreement, but Bobby never tried to hear from your point of view. Bobby decided he was going to be immature and call you names and stuff like that. Your next thing is to then communicate, well, Bobby, you're not being fair. If you're not going to hear me out, if you're going to call me names, then I'm removing you from my life. I would prefer if you do not communicate with me or talk to me until you can do so in a manner that is appropriate. That's what communicating assertively means. Okay. So you guys, I have a few more tips. Stay focused on the conversation at hand, because when we have discussions, sometimes we can go back in time, especially if there are arguments or disagreements. You like to go back and pull back from your arsenal, your toolbox, and you like to bring up what Bobby did 5 years ago or what Sheila did 7 weeks ago, especially if you've already, if you have already resolved that matter, do not bring up things from the past that a person has done, especially if they're trying to change. That is irritating and it only creates conflict. We already talked about listening carefully. We talked about seeing it from their point of view, but we didn't talk about how you should respond to criticism. The way you should respond to criticism is, number one, by having empathy. When someone comes at you with criticism, it's easy to feel that they are wrong and get defensive, as we all have. Raise your hand, you know you have. While criticism is hard to hear and often exaggerated or colored by the person's emotions, it's important to listen to the other person's pain and respond with empathy for their feelings. Also, look for what's true in what they are saying. It can be valuable information for you. So, not all the time when we're being criticized, it's coming from a place where a person is trying to hurt you. Sometimes they are trying to help you. And when we listen carefully and pick out the things that they're being truthful about, it creates less of a conflict. Now, this is my favorite tip. Own what is yours. Realize that personal responsibility is a strength and not a weakness. Effective communication involves admitting when you are wrong. How hard is it to do that? I will raise my hand and say that it has been so hard for this Scorpio sun to do that. But I have learned how to do it and it has benefited me so greatly, you guys. If you both share some responsibility in a conflict, which is usually the case, look for and admit for what's yours. It diffuses the situation, sets a good example, and shows maturity. It often inspires the other person to respond in a kind, leading you both to a mutual understanding and a solution. Owning what is yours is so important. It is so hard. People don't want to humble themselves. We don't want to be embarrassed. But if you say something, you need to have integrity and you need to own up to it and know that even if you're wrong and you have to admit that, you've just shown a level of maturity. And that is the key for good communication. Next is use iMessages. It's never going to be a good idea when you start off a conversation and you start saying, well, you messed up here. And you should always start with I. For example, rather than saying things that you really messed up here, begin statements with I and make them about yourself and your feelings, like, I feel frustrated when this happens. It is less accusatory and sparks less defensiveness and helps the other person understand your point of view rather than feeling attacked. We don't want to feel attacked, you guys. And it is such human nature to always say, well, you and this and, well, you're the one. We need to talk about what we feel, what we are doing. All this is, when you start off with you, you're creating assumptions. When you start off with I, you can actually say what you mean because you're speaking from a place of your knowing. Next, we've already talked about this. Look for a compromise. Instead of trying to win an argument, look for solutions that meet everybody's needs. It's just imperative, you guys. It's more effective when you find compromises. Now, this one is one a lot of us need to practice on, and that's taking a time out. Sometimes tempers get heated and it's just too difficult to continue a discussion without it becoming an argument or a fight. If you feel yourself or your partner starting to get too angry to be constructive or showing some destructive communication patterns, it's okay to take a break from the discussion until both of you cool off. This can mean taking a walk and cooling off to return to the conversation in a half an hour, sleep in on it so you can process what you are feeling a little more, or whatever feels like the best fit for the two of you, as long as you do return to the conversation. Sometimes good communication means knowing when to take a break. And lastly, well, not lastly, but next, don't give up. While you're taking a break from the discussion, sometimes is a good idea, always come back to it. If you both approach the situation with a constructive attitude, mutual respect, and a willingness to see each other's point of view, or at least find a solution, you can make progress towards the goal of a resolution to the conflict. Unless it's time to give up on a relationship, don't give up on communication. How powerful is that, you guys? And lastly, ask for help if you need it. We have to stop being so prideful, you guys. We all need help sometimes. We really do. If one or both of you has trouble staying respectful during a conflict, or if you've tried resolving conflict with your partner or your family or friends on your own and the situation just doesn't seem to be improving, you might benefit from a few sessions with a therapist. Couples counseling or family therapy can help provide you with alternatives and teach you skills to resolve future conflicts. If your partner doesn't want to go, you can still often benefit from going alone. So I really do hope this conversation helped you guys to level up your communication skills, because it certainly has helped me as a person who is always trying to be their best version of themselves. I really love self-help, and that's one of the purposes of this podcast. So we're going to get to a section in this podcast that I love, and it's called Unsweetened Tea. And this is our segment that showcases bad takes in pop culture. And this week, our Unsweetened Tea comes from none other than T.I. He publicly said, that he goes to the gynecologist with his 18-year-old daughter to make sure her hymen is intact. T.I., the reason why we didn't need to hear this unsweetened tea from you is because it's ill-advised and uninformed. You should have kept this unsweetened tea to yourself, and you should know that there is a better way to effectively communicate with your daughter, that you would rather her stay focused on herself and her studies, her career, whatever it is, and not focus so much on boys or girls or whatever she is into. There's a way to communicate this properly and a time and a place to do it. She's a grown woman in the state of Georgia. She is 18 years old. She can make decisions for herself. It is humiliating that you would even do this with her. I can't imagine how she feels, and she may feel differently than I do. But for me, this is humiliating, and it's disturbing, and it's disgusting. So, T.I., please keep your unsweetened tea to yourself. Know that you can express to your daughter that you would like her to focus on other things than having sex. But know that it's still her choice. It is still her choice if she chooses to do so. So, that was our unsweetened tea portion of this show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And as we come to a closing, I would highly, highly recommend that you subscribe, because this podcast will be airing every 2 weeks on Sunday. Follow if you're listening on podcasting platforms. Rate this podcast, because it will help. Whether you're on YouTube, give it a thumbs up, or you're listening on other podcasting platforms, please rate it, comment, be respectful. You can find updates about this show in my community section on YouTube, or you can follow me at Naturally Malika on Instagram. That is where I am going to update you on everything that goes down with this podcast and my channel in general. You can email me if you have business inquiries, or if you have topic ideas, or you want to give me a unsweetened tea topic. You can email me at sweet sweettetewmalika at gmail.com. And I will leave that in the description box down below, you guys. So thank you all for watching. I hope you enjoyed this first episode. Your feedback will be greatly appreciated. Let's keep it respectful and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I sure am. And let's never forget that we are having real conversations that are going to help elevate us, grow us as a person, and that is the ultimate goal.